Well, good morning. It is August 9th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be continuing on through the book of Ruth, Ruth chapter 2, Acts 27. Actually, we're going to be finishing both of those books tomorrow. We're going to read Ruth 3 and 4, and then we're going to finish Acts tomorrow. So, Lord willing, look forward to that. We also got Jeremiah 37 and Psalm 10, so let's get to the Word today. Ruth chapter 2 today. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth, the Moabitess, said unto Naomi, "Let me go now to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace." And she said unto her, "Go, my daughter." And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on the part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered him, "The Lord bless you." And then said Boaz unto his servants that was set over the reapers, "Whose damsel is this?" And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, "It is the Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab." And she said, "I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." And so she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, "Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from thence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go into the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" And Boaz answered and said unto her, "It hath fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not hereunto. And the Lord recompense thy works, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." And then she said, "Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thy handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens." And Boaz said unto her, "At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar." Then she sat beside the reapers, and reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them, and rebuke her not." And so she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had received, or what she had reserved, after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, "Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be that he did take knowledge of thee." And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz." And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead." And Naomi said unto her, "The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen." And Ruth the Moabitess said, "He said also unto me, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest." And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with the maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field." And so she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest and of the wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. That was Ruth chapter 2. Let's move on over to Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27 today. Acts chapter 27. And when it was determined that we should sail unto Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. And entering into his ship of Adratium, he launched, meaning to sail on to the coast of Asia. And when Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica being with us. And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. And when he had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And there the centurion found a city of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and scarce were come over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete, over against Salmone, and hardly passing it, came unto a place which is called the Fair Haven, nigh whereunto was the city of Lycia. And when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them, and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that the voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the landing, the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. And nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken of by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence, if by any means they might attain to Phoenice, and there to winter, which is a haven of Crete, and lieth towards the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, losing thence, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after, there arose again against it a tempest wind called the Eurocyclone. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island which is called Plauta, we had much work to come by the boat, when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we, being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lighted the ship, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood up in the midst of them, and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. And wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told unto me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded, and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little farther, they sounded again, and found it 15 fathoms. And then fearing lest we should have fallen upon the rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the sea, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color, as though they had cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. And then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having nothing. And wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not a hair fall from your head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of all of them. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. And then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were in all in the ship 260 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lighted the ship and cast out the weed into the sea. And when it was dry, they knew not land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, unto which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves into the sea and loosed the rudder bands, and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind and made toward the shore. And falling into a place where 2 seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart struck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they should swim, that which they commanded they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land, and the rest, some on board, and some of the broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to the land. That was Acts chapter 27. Let's move on over to Jeremiah chapter 36. Chapter 37 today. And King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Peniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land did hearken unto the words of the Lord which he spake by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah, the king, set Jehukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Pray now unto the Lord our God for us. Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison. Then Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say to the king of Judah that sent you unto me to inquire of me, Behold, Pharaoh's army which is come forth to help you shall return to Egypt into their own land, and the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against this city, and take it and burn it with fire. And thus saith the Lord, Deceive not yourselves, saying, The Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though ye had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remain but wounded men among them, yet should they rise up, every man in his tent, and burn the city with fire. And it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to separate himself thence in the midst of the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the ward was there, whose name was Arijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. And he took Jeremiah the prophet, saying, Thou fallest away to the Chaldeans. And then said Jeremiah, It is false, I fall not away to the Chaldeans. But he hearkened not to him. And so Arijah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. And wherefore the princes were wroth with Jeremiah and smote him, and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. And when Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabin, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. And the king asked him secretly in his house, and said, Is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, There is. For, said he, Thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Moreover, Jeremiah said unto King Zedekiah, What have I offended against thee, or against thy servants, or against thy people, that ye have put me into the prison? And where are now your prophets, which prophesied unto you, saying, The king of Babylon shall not come unto you, nor against this land? And therefore, hear now, I pray thee, O my lord the king, let my supplication, I pray thee, be accepted before thee, that thou cause me not to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. And then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street until all the bread in the city were spent. And thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. That was Jeremiah chapter 37. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Psalm 10. Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. His ways are always grievous, and thy judgments are far above out of the sight. As for all of his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages, and the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in the den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by the strong one. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. And wherefore doth the wicked contend God? He hath said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to require it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee, and thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. And the heathen are perished out of the land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless, the oppressed, and the man of the earth, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Amen. That was our reading for today, for August 9th, 2022. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I trust it's a blessing to everybody. And make sure to stay in the Word. And Lord willing, He will use that in our hearts and lives today. But that said, leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll make sure to mark that all down. And so, that's about it. I just want to make one quick announcement with all of this. I know sometimes I do like a premiere video through Facebook when I have to pre-record it, because sometimes I have early morning meetings. They're going to be taking away that function, so I'm not sure how that's going to work. That's going to be happening here in a week or two. So I'll have more announcements on that. Facebook's always changing things, so just be aware of all of that. But I just wanted to make you guys aware of that for the future. But that said, thank you guys for joining me. Let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Lord, I pray, God, that we would just be a people that honor you, God, with our lives. God, may we not turn aside as Zedekiah did. Lord, may we always put you first. May we not come to you last like he did, going to the prophet Jeremiah and asking him in secret because he knew that he was right. God, may we always go to your word first. Lord, I pray. I pray that for myself. I pray that for my brothers and sisters online, and pray, God, that you bless us as a result. So, God, use us today. Help us today. Help us to honor you today, and may you be glorified through each of us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Bye, everybody.